This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday, and I hope you're ready for a good day. And I hope you're ready to start it the best way possible, because at this time each weekday morning, we just open God's Word, the Bible, and see what God has to say about our lives and reshape our lives around His perspective on life. When you do that, you find your life coming into order. All the things that are falling apart, they just seem to make sense and fit into what God wants for your life. If you've never learned to put God into your life or at the center of your life, you need to recognize God wants a relationship with you. He wants to be involved in your life. You may have thought Christianity was just about religious mumbo-jumbo. Well, there's a lot of that, I acknowledge. But that's not real Christianity. Real Christianity is a living relationship with God and the relationships with other people who have that relationship with God. That happens as a result. If you never started a relationship with God, you know you can do that at any time. Jesus Christ, God the Son, came into our world and lived as a man without any sin in his life. He never disobeyed God or dishonored God or did what was wrong. And yet he took God's judgment for sin on himself. He took it in your place and my place, so that when I turn to God, I say, "Thank you for what you did for me at the cross. Please forgive me. I want to start a relationship with you." God the Father applies what Jesus did at the cross to your life, and he says, "Okay, it's dealt with." Not because you have to be good and do all the religious stuff, but because of what Jesus already did for you. You can come to God right now and say, "God, I need you in my life. Thank you for the forgiveness you offer me through Jesus and what he did at the cross. I want to start a relationship with you." That's what it takes. Not repeating words like that, but in your heart, saying that to God. That begins a relationship with God. When you do that, you want to put God at the center of your life. But I'm here to tell you, life is full of pressures and distractions that will distract you from your relationship with God, which is the most important thing. Isn't it true? We so often get distracted from what's important just by what is urgent and pressing. Well, how can we avoid that? How can we avoid the distractions of life? In the book of 2 Corinthians in the New Testament of the Bible, the Apostle Paul talks about his ministry, and he says, "Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart." And then he kind of talks through a lot of the things that are pressures in his life to distract him and depress him and stop him from focusing on God. In verse 8, he says, "We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed." You get this impression that there's all these things pressuring him to be distracted from the ministry God's called him to, and yet it's not working, it's not happening. How does he avoid those distractions? How can you avoid the distractions in your life that try to pull you away from your focus on God? Well, he tells us at the end of the chapter. He says in verse 16, "So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away." That is our body. All of you are getting a little bit older. You know the truth of that, don't you? Our outer self, our body, is wasting away. But our inner self, Paul says, is being renewed day by day. That's why we don't lose heart. That's why we're not being distracted from God and what he wants in our lives. Because our inner self is being renewed day by day. For, that is, I'm going to explain that to you a little bit more, Paul says, "For this light momentary affliction," and you need to know, as a Christian, you don't escape the affliction in this world. Rather, you endure it very differently than you did without Christ. "This affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison," listen, "as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient. They're temporary. But the things that are unseen are eternal. If you want to avoid distractions that would pull you away from your focus on God and really keep God and your relationship with Him at the center of your life, focus on the spiritual aspect of your life, on the things that are not temporary. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.